Na 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 podcast.
Yeah, that's great.
Hey, John.
Hey, Griff.
We got a podcast.
Yeah.
Podcast.
I'd almost forgotten about that.
Boardwalk.
Can we do the bat tootsie later?
Oh, yeah. Bat dance?
Yep.
Yep.
Could do just like some sound drops in here that just like bam, pow.
What was the, what's the like, oh, Jingle Bells?
Oh, Batman Smells. Robin Laid an Egg.
Batmobile lost its wheel, and Joker got away.
Yeah.
Is that from a movie, or is that from just Clever Children of the 90s?
Yep. That. I don't think kids even say that anymore.
Nope.
Pretty sure if I told that to a kid today, it would blow his mind.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you what. It's time to talk about Boss Bro Radio and video games. John, how you doing?
Good.
This is Griff. As usual.
As usual. As the norm. I'm a little tired.
Yeah, you should have some coffee.
I just had some coffee. We'll see if it catches
that
up.
That stuff in the glass bottle.
Yeah, sugar.
That's all sugar.
It's all sugar.
Cream.
All sugar, all cream, maybe a dash of caffeine.
I wonder what the coffee content in that is. As much as their mocha, like, or as much as their frappuccino, so it'd be like a half of a shot of espresso.
Yeah, probably.
Nice. Been doing anything besides playing video games? And working, and working other job, and designing your Halloween costume?
Yeah, which isn't going well.
What did you end up finding out at the... Did you go to the costume shop place?
Yeah, yeah. I found out that shit can be really expensive.
It really?
Yeah. Fucking stupid. I don't know. I might do something steampunk, but that's... I feel like that's hard to explain to people. I don't know.
You should get a sandwich board and go as John McClane.
Do what now?
From Die Hard.
Yeah, because that'll go over really well.
Mm-hmm.
Just go in my boxers.
Yeah.
And just a sign that says inappropriate things.
Yeah. But make it more appropriate, but more like, so it just says, like, I hate 515.
Could I just make it all in Spanish?
Still inappropriate. Just have a disposable tag on it there, or a switchable tag, so it says, I hate this bar that I'm at. His name.
There you go.
I hate Surf Shack.
I like the John Webster idea of go as Wile E. Coyote and not say anything all night, just have everything on cards.
Oh, that'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
Good luck with the Wile E. Coyote costume.
Yeah, it'd be hard to get. Yeah, I went to the theatrical shop. I don't know. Did not help me.
You didn't find what you, not even your $40 stupid rental?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll just be like you this year and not go as anything.
What?
You just don't usually dress up, do you?
I'm going as Ash.
But this year you are.
True. Usually I don't dress up as anything,
yeah, that's
no.
That's insane. But you're sucking all the fun out of me is what's happening right now.
yeah, no.
You dressing up as Ass Ketchum has
Ass
somehow...
Ass Ketchum, man. That's a different costume.
It's just like maybe I could still find a way to go as Gary Oak.
It wouldn't be difficult.
It would not be difficult. I just need to find some fucking like orange Uggs.
Just get some boots and put some orange crepe paper over them.
Yep, and then just put some black duct tape around them.
Uh-huh.
Perfect.
There are tons of options for cheap fish at Halloween costumes.
Yep.
You could go as... I keep convincing Hunter to go as... It'd be really easy to go as the Joker, you know?
God, everybody goes as the Joker. I was thinking for a minute as going as the Riddler, but that is...
It's a little... that wouldn't be too hard, either. You could definitely do that.
I could also do Harvey Dent, like...
That would be a little bit trickier.
You think so?
It would require some cosmetics.
Yeah, cosmetics aren't that expensive.
And a suit that you...
Because I was looking... You can get, like, maybe that's not a bad idea. I could totally go as Harvey Dent.
I think the Riddler would be really cool, because all you'd have to do is just get a jacket and attach a bunch of stupid question marks to it.
I got, like, gauze and, like, put them up in my...
You're thinking about this way too hard and impractically.
You think so?
Yes. Stop trying to spend as much money as possible.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying gauze was for cotton balls. Just fucking 25 cents for a pack of 1,000.
Well, I'm just focus on getting your costume first and the nonsense.
Well, later. I'm thinking about going to... like Goodwill or something, and just like see.
There's a Batman costume at the Goodwill store right now.
Is there?
Yeah, the one in the one over on Grand
by Valley Junction.
Yeah, kind of in that by
yeah.
And then Railroad and Grand, that one.
Cool.
It's a kid's Batman costume.
Oh, sweet. Perfect. Yeah. I don't know, dude. I'm sure last minute I'll just pull something out of my back pocket.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Go as a human Shuriken.
Perfect.
Uh-huh. And just cartwheel around all night. Can you do a cartwheel?
Can I just go as like human starfish?
Oh, Patrick?
Yep, Patrick Star. Perfect. Great.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad.
Oh, man.
Get the whole cast of SpongeBob.
Can you just go as someone who hates Halloween?
That would be me. You'd be going as me.
Oh, man.
Well, anyway, Halloween costumes aside, well, I guess more like speaking of Halloween costumes and dressing up as nonsense. Yeah. Been playing some Batman, John?
I've been playing a little bit of Batman. Yeah. Not as much as you have. Oh, but
I like it. I finished it.
Do you enjoy your Batman experience?
I have enjoyed it immensely. I don't know. Like, it's really good. It's very, very, very good. The little things, the little touches they do with the side missions and the characters introduced and the Batman dilemma of having to do things and having to split your time is really interesting, but kind of infuriating. And just the comic bookiness of it is good and bad at the same time. But then just the gamey side of it, like the combat puzzles that they give you where you're like, here's a room of 14 guys and two have shields and two have batons and mm-hmm. one has a gun and another one has a pipe and two have knives and you have to vary your attacks and be aware of what's happening and utilize all of your different moves to counter and keep your chains going to keep fighting these guys. Like, hypothetically, any fight would be super easy because you could just sit there counter and counter and counter and you'd be there for like minutes.
Forever, but yeah.
You could do it. But to keep things flowing and move along quickly, like, it does take a definite awareness. And then with all the gadgets that you have too, like mm-hmm. being able to do the explosives on the floor or your quick electricity shot or your batarangs to stun guys with guns or what, or your bat claw to pull guns or weapons away from guys. Like, there's just so many different tactical things you can do in the fight to change it up and stay on top of things and keep the advantage. So I find that part really, really, really satisfying. Like, unlike God of War or like a first person shooter, like a Gears of War, where you have combat puzzles that are more like, flank, cover, fire and retreat, or like God of War, where it's like the same thing. You just gotta make sure you're countering really well. In this game, they actually do feel like well-designed puzzles.
Right.
Like, you know, it's the same. Like, you go into, I watched Hunter play a level this morning where it's like the same room that I had a lot of trouble in. You have like these guards and they're the same setup as the ones that I fought. So it's not just randomly generated to have different weapons to make things more challenging.
Was it interesting to see how he approaches the situation?
Oh yeah. Yeah, very much. So I'll just do the hits really methodically and like one tap, one tap, one tap to, just get my combo chains up really high and use the special abilities to take down enemies quickly. And, I like try and use my gadgets and move around the room and you know, do that sort of stuff. And then when I watch him, I'll just hear him hammering on the button and he'll clear the room before I would have cleared it and had no trouble with it. It's like, I guess it works both ways. Like, if you just keep going at it, you'll eventually get it done. And he's starting to get in a little more of a complex fights now with people having multiple things like the shields and, the guns and the sort of things that, you know, confound the combat. So it'll be interesting to see how that keeps going, but it does at some point force you to slow down.
Since
I finished it, it's freaking awesome. And I will say this, once you do finish it, it does open up the entire Gotham, city for you to go and clear up things that you needed to clear up.
Oh, that's cool.
So rest assured, if you get into the last bit, which kind of funnels you into the end, don't worry about completing side missions. Just keep going with the story, and then everything will open up.
I see. That's cool.
Yeah, I was really, really, because I was like, if you, then the new game plus mode is like, you have to restart the game completely, but you get all the gadgets, but enemies are harder and combat is trickier. I was like, I don't want to have to redo everything just to go, you know, do a few more Deadshot side missions.
Right.
But yeah, the Riddler trophies are addictive, but getting to the point now where it's like, I'll pass certain ones that I know I can't do. I'll just sit there. I'm like, I don't know what you want from me. Like, I don't. Mm-hmm. There are no rules here. This doesn't. It's like, here's a pad here, and here's a pad here, and here's a pad here. It's like, you need to have all three of them lit up to open this cage. But I'm like, right. I need to be standing on all three of them at the same time. And I do that. How?
Right.
I don't. Like, I was waiting. There's two things. I was waiting for two gadgets. One, I was waiting for, like, a rocket launcher, like, where you could lob an explosive, or a batarang that had, like, a shock ability to it to blow up some circuit breakers.
The sonic.
Nope, that's not it.
No? Different one?
Ooh. You have to use the remote control to pull the electricity off pipes and stuff and move it into the circuit breakers.
What?
To open up a lot of those extra rooms. Yeah.
Crazy.
And then I was also waiting for something that would be, like, a bat decoy where I could put like a weight in one area and then move to another area, but no, they don't exist.
Oh man.
Yeah. So I think I'm about done with it though. I'm gonna walk away. The only thing I might do is try and get my hands on the Catwoman stuff.
How much of the like Batman's like level progression
I'm done. All filled. I have 100% Batman.
Everything.
Okay. Batman is complete.
You are the Batman.
I am. Yes, my body is Batman.
It is Batman. Perfect. I am all Batman out. I cannot become any more Batman.
100% Batman.
Perfect.
Yep. And that was by the end of the whole game. I was probably 4 or 5 levels away from getting all the abilities. But honestly, you don't really need them.
Yeah, how quickly did you level up like your combat armor?
Combat armor was first upgrade.
Really?
All the way through.
Huh. First, I haven't touched that.
First, and
I've
then
done one. I think
the most important thing you'll find. I found most important upgrade. I found is one the well the two most the comp. Well, I guess there's three. The critical combats.
I'm saying like the armor. Like, is that the stuff that you did? You do that first, or are you talking
armor?
About,
yeah, combat armor. Okay. Is all the way up. The other thing that is all that I recommend getting is the Bat Claw weapon disarm.
Yeah.
Super helpful.
I want it. Yeah.
That is one of the most useful. And then the other one would be the combat criticals, where if you slow down and time your button presses quickly, it'll increase your critical faster, which when you pair it with the decreased combo number to get your special moves, then you can start getting through enemies a lot faster. And I swear it is almost critical in a couple of the fights.
Right.
Like once you fight, there are two fights in particular, probably three, where I don't think you could finish them if you weren't getting more experienced with the combat.
Right.
Because some of them just don't end.
Right. I know I've started to get some of those special takedowns that are really helpful, like the bat swarm is helpful.
That's not helpful.
I find it helpful.
It's the one that stuns everybody around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just keeps people off of me for a second, especially if it's a huge crowd of people.
The best one is the one you start with, the instant takedown.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you're in that, you're invulnerable.
Yeah. Do you like the dive bomb one?
I just got that now. No, I don't really use it at all.
I use it once. It's helpful to like instantly take down one or two guys, but I mean, beyond that,
I think it's cool. But the problem is, if you just dive bomb somebody and hit them, then you can knock them out on the ground too. So
yeah, it's true. But
it's kind of like a wasted point.
I did just also get that one where Batman will like jump up in the air and throw all the batarangs and knock out all the downed people.
Yeah,
so.
Potentially cool, but I've only have it really be useful once or twice where I have like two or three guys on the ground.
Yeah.
So, it has its place, but the weapon disarm seems like the most practical upgrade to get next.
I think that's my next upgrade.
The weapon break. You break anybody's weapon that they're using.
What?
Yeah.
That would be nice. Like, because dudes pick up weapons after they've been dropped.
Yeah, so when you have like a guy with one gun in a room and then everybody just keeps constantly picking that gun up, you could go after that guy and disarm him and break the gun into pieces. Nice. But then again, if you're just moving around the room and being a good Batman, you really don't need to worry about
being
that.
Being a good Batman. Uh-huh. Yeah, fair enough.
Yep.
I do like that. It's a video game, and so I just allow it the courtesy, but it's really weird and kind of cool when you start really getting your combo chain up. Your Batman will like leap 30 feet mm-hmm. to like whip kick somebody in the head.
Well, do you like, have the free
start pinball?
Free flow?
Yeah.
Yep.
Where it starts to slow down and allows you to make
ridiculous combos
where I'm just like pinballing from like one end of the room to the other, hitting mm-hmm. dudes. Yeah, it's good.
That helps a lot to get you a 50 times multiplier.
Yup. Is that an achievement?
Yeah. That's a trophy for that one.
I think I've gone up to like 30-something so far.
There's another one that's you have to use all the gadgets in one fight.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Not too difficult, actually, but you'll have to wait till you get the Mr. Freeze one. But they're all super... Like, once I've started like playing around with using all the gadgets, too, it's super helpful. Like, I have this cluster freeze bomb,
nice.
Where before I sneak up on a group of like a ton, like let's say there's 20 enemies. I'll sneak up on this group of enemies and I'll throw this freeze cluster bomb, which will freeze like 7 or 8 of them to the ground.
Nice.
And they just can't do anything for a while.
How long does it last?
Oh, 30 to 40 seconds. Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah. So you're just like fighting
half
a
group.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is. And then you have another, like you get this other gadget, which is like a freeze bomb. A single freeze bomb, you know, it freezes a guy's torso and head, so they can't talk, they can't scream, or they can't do anything. All they do is just kind of stumble around.
Nice.
Yeah, so you can just lock somebody down in the group, or you can, you know, take somebody out while you're moving around the room to clear guards in a lockdown area. I don't know. There's just so many things, and that's the thing. The thing that I really like too is when you go into the Riddler challenges. All the challenges are like do something like that, where it's like shoot a guard with the electromagnet gun who has the jamming radar on his back, and then it turns the radar off, and he has to run away and go fix it, and then you have your Batman
that's cool.
view again. So I like that.
I don't know that I would have known to do that.
Neither would I.
Unless, yeah, that's interesting.
You
I'll
go
start
through
to have
there
to look to those things.
It teaches you a lot of really practical things to do, like. Throw the freeze bomb at a guy and then throw a batarang at him, or you do a freeze takedown.
Does it knock him out?
Instant knockout, yeah.
It doesn't just shatter him?
No, unfortunately it doesn't.
Batman doesn't kill people. He knows how to break them without breaking
breaks them. Breaks them gently.
Yeah.
He chops the ice, not the body.
He breaks the ice gently.
Batman's loving, warm embrace causes the ice to melt.
Yep. Batman has incredible social skills.
That's the other thing that...
Batman does not have incredible social skills
in this
game. Batman is very, like, crass and blunt in this game.
Batman is an a-hole.
He is an a-hole.
But understandably, in this game.
Batman is having a bad day.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, he is. If you ever do this side mission, too, with the dead bodies, not the Deadshot one, but the identity thief one, if you ever do that, it's pretty awesome, because Batman gets pretty pissed.
Yeah. It's just like everybody encounters, like when I encountered Mr. Freeze, man, he was a dick to Freeze.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
yeah, but Freeze is also an asshole to you.
Freeze, like at first was being a persnickety dick, and it's like you're not really in any position to be talking right now.
Right.
You're kind of dying of heat exhaustion.
Well, just wait for more Mr. Freeze interactions where you're like, yeah, no, this guy is an asshole. Everybody. Nobody.
Everybody in Arkham City.
Everybody
is an
in
asshole.
Arkham City sucks.
Yeah. They're all dicks. Nobody mm-hmm. really wants to be your friend.
That's right. Nobody there is. It's actually the Arkham social skill building center. I guess they're all sociopaths, though. So
do you
that
think,
makes sense.
Do you think any of them are on Facebook and have any friends?
I don't know. Maybe.
Joker has like Harley Quinn, one friend.
I think he would just be. I don't think Joker has a Facebook.
He straight up talks about like he leaves Batman voicemail.
That's true, doesn't he?
And he talks about like trading email accounts.
Well, you'll hear the guards talking about that. Like, oh man, I wonder what's on TV. Or you'll hear that one guard that keeps saying, like, I should check in on my status. Oh, wait, I'm still in freaking prison.
See, that's great.
Yeah.
I love that referential humor.
The best one is, after I beat the game, I was flying around the city, and some guy's like, I heard one criminal say, did those guys get off that damn island yet?
Oh, that's amazing.
Which I can only assume is a Lost reference. And not some in Batman joke, because it's fucking brilliant, man.
Yeah, it's great.
Criminals stuck in Arkham City for ages.
I do like a lot of the banter that I hear over the little bat radio where it's just like picking up chatter.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
It's all very good. Joker's voicemails are really good.
Yeah.
Just pretty much all of the dialogue in that game is stellar.
Yeah. They put some thought into it.
Mm-hmm. Finish it, John. You should finish it.
Today is the day, Griff. Got nothing going on. Girlfriend's going to be distracted all day, so it's just me, my dog, and some Batman.
I will tell you, though, the last boss fight is pretty damn good.
Like, yeah.
For games having really bad last boss fights, as of late, this one does a good job without getting ridiculous and leaving the Batman theme, but still like making it awesome and making you feel like a freaking badass.
Answer me one question, because I feel like... my opinion of this game hinders a little bit on the answer to this question.
Okay.
So the Titan juice was a big thing in the first one, and it seems to be rearing its head.
Nope, unimportant.
Unimportant?
Totally unimportant.
Thank God.
Completely. Well, it exists only in two places, and that is in the Baneside mission, and then occasionally you'll fight some, like, Titan henchmen.
I see.
Just every, maybe twice in the game, you fight them.
Right, okay.
That's the only time that is seen. Okay. Because it's unimportant.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Good. I don't have to worry about it so much.
Yeah. No, there's no reason to be worried about that.
You know what else is really funny to me? That I don't understand like why so many people are having like this, like, they act like they're not, like, so many people, when I hear them talk about, like, the premise of this movie, or this game, where it's, like, Arkham Island, or, like, where they have just cordoned off this entire part of the city, and now it's just, like, it's just all these, like...
Criminals,
that's the word.
It is a city under lockdown.
Right.
That has become a prison.
And it's like the Escape from New York thing, but a couple of people that I've heard talk about it where it's just like, they just don't explain, like, why this is happening or anything like that. And it's just like, this is not the first time that this idea has been present for a Batman situation either. Go watch the original, or like, not the original, but... Batman Begins,
where they put the city under like martial law, right? Yeah, this it does get explained, and it's later in the game. You come to, without giving anything away, you will find that by listening to some of the audio logs and reading some of the backstory stuff, which is not the best way to come across it. But if you're not familiar with Hugo Strange is like a psychoanalyst, and he can manipulate people by putting thoughts in their brains and then kind of controlling them by planting this seed of an idea and making them do that from there.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets control of this, or he launches this idea of Arkham City by manipulating certain people who have the power to do that. So it's touched on briefly, or it's like, yeah, it's happening because Hugo Strange did his mind magic on some political people, and now it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the best explanation there is. And then as to what end is he doing this, that is a major pillar of the plot of Arkham City. So you don't want to say anything about that, of course.
Right.
But we will talk about Catwoman stuff here. Quickly, because I don't think I'll play it before I do my review.
Oh, okay.
I really don't think it's necessary.
Yeah, I've had people tell me about it, but
I mean, Ryan's played the Catwoman stuff, and he says that's how the game starts, is you playing as Catwoman.
Yeah, there's maybe an hour or two of Catwoman.
Total, yeah.
Yeah. So it's not a lot, and it's not all in one chunk. It gets parsed out.
Yeah, and part of it, too, that is interesting is, you know, you'll find these cats sitting on rooftops, and that's where you can turn into Catwoman and run around the city. So you do have access to the city as Catwoman. Like,
is this without DLC?
No, you can never. You have to have the Catwoman DLC to do this. But I'm saying, like, it's not just a mission that you have as Catwoman, and then you do it, and then that's it. What I'm wondering, though, is if I get Catwoman, will I be able to play all those missions, or will I have to replay the entire game as, and then see the Catwoman pieces as they fit in? Because then, hypothetically, like, if it's no, I can just play all the Catwoman missions, and it'll give me, like, a little tease as to what's to come with Batman or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then they could just keep doing more and more of that shit where it's like, okay, well, here's a Nightwing mission. Nightwing's actually secretly going around the town, too. Or here's a different Batman Man mission.
Yeah.
Like, you could just have infinite amount of DLC with just different superheroes interacting with the world of Arkham City. But if I write a review, it probably won't be dealing with the Catwoman stuff at all, because I don't really think it's vital to the experience. Even though, you know, it's something that comes free with a new copy of the game, it's still downloadable content. It is still DLC.
Well, clearly, if Warner Brothers and Rocksteady thought it was vital, then they wouldn't make you pay for it.
Right.
Or, like, they would just straight up make it part of the game.
Well, what it reminds me of is in Dragon Age 1, Origins, if you bought it new, you got that Shale character, the rock dude.
Yeah.
And you could do those quests, and that character was with you the entire game, and it, like, had interesting interactions with the characters in the world, but it wasn't vital. So I kind of view it the same way. Even though it does fit into the storyline, like, it's seems kind of like a step up from DLC, but it also just, I don't know. It feels like it's a totally complete game. Like, it's not like, what was it?
You don't feel like there's gaps in your...
Well, I was gonna equate it to Dead Space, where it's like, if you don't buy it new, you can't play multiplayer online.
Mm-hmm.
Or if, what is it, the Bulletstorm, if you don't buy it new, you can't play the co-op multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't feel like you're missing an actual piece of the game, which is designed to, you know, lengthen out the experience. It's just like, it just feels like another story to the Batman Arkham Asylum, right, Arkham City stuff. So I don't think it's vital. It's the long and short of it. So I hate Catwoman.
So what we're saying is Catwoman is no big deal.
No big deal.
No big deal.
Although in the next game, I don't know.
Catwoman might be a big deal.
I could definitely, God damn it, it's just so well-written dialogue with, I was thinking about, there's this other guard crew that I was walking up to, and they're like, man, first we're stuck in Arkham Asylum, now we're stuck in this Arkham City shit, what the hell next? Arkham World? Arkham Year? Arkham Universe? And you're like, oh my god.
Awesome.
The fact that Rocksteady is self-aware enough to put that in their game is brilliant.
Great.
Yeah. So, obviously, if they're making a joke about that, the next game is not going to be Arkham World.
Right. Oh, man, Arkham World.
Yeah. This time you ride on Yoshi.
Awesome.
Awesome. There will be another Batman game, and the characters that are in it are awesome, that will be in it, based on the illusions in this game, will be awesome. And I really hope that they do have you playing as different Bat people.
People like Nightwing,
like Robin, Nightwing, Catwoman. I don't know. I'm sure there's other bad people.
I kind of like the Tim Drake Robin that they built. I like the little hooded.
You like his hood?
Yeah, the hooded Robin.
That's the thing that I've never liked about the Robin suit is, like, why the hell does the Robin suit not have, like, forearm protection?
This one does.
Does it? I thought it just went, like, to his elbows.
Yeah, it goes up to his elbows, but they're like metal.
Oh, like, are they?
They're bracers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I always remember
just like
Robin's,
Batman's crazy bracers in this game were just, well, like, Jesus.
Robin's suit is always like a belly shirt or like shorts or like doesn't have any bicep coverage or I don't know. Like, there's just some crucial element of, like, protection that's missing.
I feel like in this one it's pretty full body except for maybe the upper arm.
Yeah, I thought there was some part that's kind of short on it. Like he's got from like bicep
maybe that 4 or 5
like
inches.
Elbow is exposed. Just like, dude, you know, you get shot right there.
You're not gonna
be happy.
It's gonna suck.
It's gonna rip that joint right in two.
But I mean, at the same time, I mean, like, Batman's armor is not completely bulletproof either.
Yeah, it is.
Not in this game.
Like, no,
dude, if it just knocked me down, that'd be great.
That's true. He's not completely bulletproof. By the end of that game, too, Batman's looking pretty ragged.
Yeah, dude, my Batman's already looking ragged. Like, I'm sure it's really awful.
I can totally see why you would want skins at the end of that game when you're just jumping around, because that's when it unlocks.
I wonder if the
Once you beat the game, it's like, now you can play as any color Batman you want in this game, or New Game Plus, or in the challenge modes. But it's just a bummer to be playing it and cleaning up Arkham City as like a dirty, gnarly,
like,
gross,
dingy Batman.
Yeah, trash man Batman.
Yeah, awesome. Cape is half there.
Yeah, cape's been
just split
looks like
into
Swiss cheese.
You start to question how well it can actually glide.
I've been wondering that for quite a while.
Just feel the tattered ends here don't really hold the air like they should.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Or just like the gaping holes in his outfit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where it's just like, at some point, this will just fall off of him.
Right. I do like how that change does happen, though. Like, you know, you get knocked around, and it's like, okay, now his suit's more beaten up.
Yeah.
Like, they took that element of the last game, and they raised it up quite a bit.
Yeah, they did. Like, a lot. Like, and all the stuff just stays present.
And you thought in Arkham Asylum that, like, oh, man, Batman's really getting worked over in this. It's like, nope. Batman is just constantly getting the crap beat out of him.
Yeah. I think they do a good job, like, just really making you feel like this is not a good day to be Batman.
Which is why it's totally acceptable that Batman is on a short fuse.
Yeah. Well, so far, I've heard him tell 3 people, today is not the day.
Uh-huh.
As if any day is a good day to fuck with Batman.
Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe. Maybe on Batman's birthday.
Yeah, it's like, hey, it's Batman's birthday. Fuck with him a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's pull some practical jokes.
Call him.
Yeah. Stick up 3 banks at once and see if he figures out which one I'm actually in.
Put up 2 bat signs.
Yeah.
Where does he go?
One's upside down. Oh, shit. Fuck. Oh, man.
But I'm done with it now, and I think I'm going to have to walk away. Otherwise, I'll just be rummaging for trophies the rest of my life, and I don't want to do that because the game's over.
Yeah.
I think it'll just be time sink and frustration.
I got to go and finish this so that I can get back to some Dark Souls real quick. Just got that itch, Griff.
Yeah.
It's somewhere in the back of my head. It's just itching for stab some things.
I hear you, man. I want to go play that too. But
poke some things and just, yeah.
Yeah. The copy that Jen bought me is still sealed, so I don't play it. I don't want to. Well, I want to, but I know I shouldn't. Otherwise, it's all
it's good.
Be.
It's good, Griff.
Oh, really? Is it?
It's good, Griff.
Is it?
I gave it
would
5 stars.
Would you say it would be 5 out of 5?
I gave it 5 stars.
Star barrels good?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, reviews, so your review's up.
Review's up on the site.
Yeah. It's very good. I read it this morning.
Oh, did you?
Uh-huh.
It's long.
Yes. Very good review.
Thank you.
Have you been playing anything else besides Batman and Dark Souls?
No.
No?
Plan to update that site.
Okay. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm playing the game of, like, just trying to make this video look as good as possible.
Yeah. Yeah, our video.
So, next video we do might
hopefully
look better.
Better, yeah.
Toyed around with some settings. Hopefully I have a better understanding of, like, how to make these videos look good.
Sure. I mean, we are working with limited resources with, what, composite?
Yeah. Do an S video recording, which
does
look better now.
That's good.
Because it's a completely digital signal that I'm getting now. So hopefully these videos for Uncharted that we do next week will be good.
Yay!
Uncharted. Uncharted week next week. Yeah.
It's going to be good. I'm ready, man.
Are you ready?
I am ready to ride that roller coaster.
Go through the desert.
I am. You know what?
Scarf.
I didn't get enough Nolan North in Batman. I need some more.
Didn't you? I think that's just like, that's the prep. That's the warm up to, exactly. to Nathan Drake.
Yeah. I'm properly warmed up. I got my, all my Nolan North muscles stretched out.
Maybe go back and play a little bit of Portal 2 just for.
Yeah, I'm going to replay the space.
Yeah, space. Got to go to space.
Yeah, the personality spheres, that little bit again.
Yep.
I just love the fact that Nolan North is two characters in Arkham Asylum, Arkham City, and they interact with each other. Not directly, but indirectly. Like Penguin's thugs and Penguin.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's good stuff.
Yep.
It's good stuff.
It doesn't sound like Nolan North, too, when he's doing the Penguin voice, which is great.
No, not really.
Just
does a,
like
does
I was telling you.
Pretty good job of... putting like a Boston.
Like yeah, man, he's got that Cockney English accent.
Yeah, it's a weird sort of accent. What was I going to ask you about? I mean, you've played more of the game now, obviously, than I have. But do you get that same feeling about how this game is really adult?
Yes, a lot of the banter. What you're saying? Go. Once you do the Mr. Freeze stuff, go find Nora Freeze for do that side mission. That's a weird one to listen to. There are some things in there that it's like, it's teen comic book humor, which is what I view it as, where it's like, you know, they'll be like, it's my turn with the Ice Lady. And it's like, oh, you had her just last time. I want to play with the Ice Lady. And, you know, to a young listener of that, they'd be like, I don't really get it. But then to an older, they're like, oh, that's really gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. But obviously nothing is ever depicted. It's just like these thugs being gross and thuggy and
right.
talking about like mostly just sexual assaults of different kinds veiled in weird euphemisms.
Did you hear the one, like, okay, so this is when you were tracking down the freaking ninja for Ra's al Ghul.
Uh-huh.
There's the one, guard that's saying that, what is it?
I like the guy that's like, they're ninjas? Chick ninjas with swords in this place? Impossible. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. That's good.
That's where you draw the line.
For a while there, I was like, before, like, as I was going to do the Ra's al Ghul thing, like kept hearing guards saying, like, man, I must be freaking out. I could have sworn I just saw a ninja. And I was like, are they talking about Batman, or is he really having, like, a brain crisis right now? And then I, like, meet the ninja, and I'm like, fuck, I think I'm going crazy. The ninja.
Oh, the chick ninjas?
The chick ninjas.
Yeah.
So tracking that ninja and
one that was frustrating.
It was a little frustrating. Just stay in detective mode the whole time.
Oh, no, that was trails. I would fall.
Oh.
No, when I would chase her, I would get to this area where it wouldn't do a jump for me. Mm. Like he wouldn't jump across this chasm.
Batman does not turn on a run like you would hope he does.
Not really, no.
No, he kind of boat turns a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. But that's fine. I mean,
he's a heavy dude.
What I found is the best way to do that is just don't follow her directly. Just take to the air.
Yeah.
And just stay above her.
Grapple.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Stay above her.
So heard a guard say one time that this place is locked up tighter than my mom on prom night.
Yes, yes. Hilarious.
That was hysterical to me. I was like, wait, I'm going to not follow this ninja right now because I need to hear this.
It keeps going, though.
And it does keep going. And I'm just like, oh, wow. Oh, wow, this story goes somewhere. Because I thought at some point it would just be like, drop it. And
yeah.
Just leave me guessing as to what that means.
No, hilarious,
and
too.
It goes.
Like, it is like the Disney of older adult comedy.
Yeah.
Where in Disney movies you have that, like, you know, that building looks like a penis. That's hilarious. Or, you know, you have some joke in Toy Story that's like, oh, yeah, nobody plays with me, or something mm-hmm. like that. And in this, it's like, you know, it's funny. Kids, you laugh at that, not knowing really what it's like. I've heard a joke like that, but I don't really understand it.
Uh-huh.
And then to have it keep going, and you're like, no, she was locked up because she killed all the people that she went to prom with,
uh-huh.
and we lock her up on prom night.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, that's kind of messed up.
Yeah, it's like,
that's not
oh,
messed
wow.
up
that's
like a, I thought it would be messed up.
That took a turn. This went sour real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I think at the very least, it's humorous.
Yeah.
And then it also gives you very good reason to just go and beat the crap out of these guys.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It really makes you feel good about beating up the scum, because They are scum.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Sure are.
It's good just stuff.
Punch Penguin as many times as you can.
Yep. Oh, man, that was exciting for me. That part where you just totally own on Penguin's face.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Batman putting these guys when he beats them?
That's probably the most dissatisfying part of the game is after you...
Just...
After you complete this interaction with these nemesis of Batman, you don't get that catharsis of, like, bringing them to Arkham Asylum and locking them up behind bars.
They're already there.
Because they're already in prison. So Batman needs to find a smaller prison in the prison to put them in prison in. So it's like, you fight the Penguin, and then he throws him in a glass cage. Or mm-hmm. you fight this bad guy, and it's like, well, there's this conveniently placed box that they're going to get stored in for a while. So, it kind of, it's like, oh man, like, too bad they're not going to go anywhere because they're already in fake prison.
Right.
But, whatever. Yep.
Good stuff.
So, I think that's concludes all Batman, all the time.
All Batman, all the time.
Yeah.
I'm ready for all Batman today.
Okay, go 100%
Batman. 100%
Batman. I guess that's it for games we've been playing since, you know, it's kind of hitting just the big end of the... Yep. Dude, it's almost the end of the year.
It's... I don't like talking about it.
There is only a few left. We've only got Uncharted, Modern Warfare 3,
Assassin's Creed.
Skyrim, and then Assassin's Creed. And
oh
then,
man, four games.
And then the Skyward Sword if you're interested in Zelda.
I don't own a Wii anymore, so this might be it for me, Griff.
You're growing up, John.
I might be done with Zelda.
Did you play Twilight Princess a lot?
Hell yeah.
Oh. I've been debating whether or not I would pick it up.
Twin grapple hook things.
Whatever.
Yeah, like Spider-Man, but Link.
Yeah, except Link is crappy and boring, mm. and not a character.
No, I mean, dude, he's the fucking hero of time.
Uh-huh.
He's good.
That's right. True. He wears green.
Accurate.
He's an elf thing, I think. Anyway, I've been debating whether or not I would play Skyward Sword. Mainly for the sole purpose of us just having a best Wii category game.
Yeah.
Because you played... A Kirby game, right? Was Massive Attack?
Mass Attack was for DS.
What was Epic Yarn? Was that this year? Or was that last year?
I feel like that was last year.
Oh, God. There's nothing out on the Wii. Never mind.
No. The new Kirby game comes out on Wii.
Oh, yeah. Dream week. Something.
Return to Dreamland.
Kingdom Land.
Kingdom Land? Yeah.
Yeah. Have to look into this, but...
Return to Adventures of...
There will probably be no best Wii game.
Best Wii game, whichever one you played.
Yeah. It will be Wii Sports.
Yeah.
Again. Sonic and...
Reigning champ.
Mario and Sonic at the Winter Games in London at 2012 in the Queen's presence
mm-hmm.
on Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Yep.
Yep.
Hey, you know what else comes out next Tuesday?
Nothing.
Sonic Generations.
Oh, exactly. Nothing.
Exactly. And, that's not nice. This is like 2 days from now.
Yeah, so Sonic Generations, which might be okay. At least half that game might be cool. But Battlefield is out. Battlefield 3 is out right now, and neither of us are playing that. To bring us into news here quickly, I totally slipped under my radar of this weird embargo on reviews for Battlefield 3 getting pushed back until the 25th, which is yesterday when the game came out. So that's really odd for the publisher to be like, okay, you can't have any reviews out until the game is already on shelves, so nobody gets dissuaded from buying it because they hear that the single player is actually worthless. But I still maintain that the reason why people are going to Battlefield is not because they want it.
So have the reviews that have come out been
I've read a couple of them, two or three reviews, and pretty much it's like, hey, do you like Battlefield? Yes? Great. You'll love this game's multiplayer, because mm-hmm. it's more of the Battlefield you love. But it's like, were you expecting a great single-player campaign? Well, then you're going to be sorely disappointed, because it's the same military bullshit that's been slung around for the past several years, and it's just uninspired, uninteresting, and blah.
Cool.
But if you're looking to play more Battlefield because you like Battlefield games, then hell yeah, pick this up. Like, if you're like, I don't like the arcade Modern Warfare style of military combat shooting, I want a more tactical and more realistic simulation style warfare, then Battlefield is where you should be going.
Oh, I did watch that Is It Real trailer.
Yeah, and you're like, I can clearly tell which are.
Yep.
Yep. That one. That one's real.
It's like,
nope, that one's not real.
Basically played a game with myself where it was like, and not real.
Mm-hmm.
Not real.
Mm-hmm.
Not real. Not real. Just like pointing it out each time that it switches from live action to not live action.
Right.
And it's just like, I feel like they could have done a better job cutting this to make it a little bit harder. Because how about don't put in any first-person shooter views?
Yeah.
Like, that is a dead giveaway. When I see someone, when I just, all I see is like the forearms holding a gun. I'm like, well, yeah, because that's what fucking first-person shooter games look like.
Mm-hmm.
Forearms holding guns.
When I see a HUD, I know it's not real.
Exactly. Just, so,
nice try, Battlefield.
Yeah.
You're not getting me on this one.
It's, so
Frostbite, whatever, it still has a fucking HUD on it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that brings us into news here.
News.
And there's not much, but before we do that, is it okay if we take a break quickly?
Break's fine.
Great.
Break.
Okay, we're back with news. There's no news. there's a few things,
like,
right?
This is like two, three things.
Maybe. Yeah.
Two, one thing.
What is there? What do you got, John?
Those stupid things.
So you got some pre-order bonus information? What do I get if I pre-order Uncharted 3 from Subway?
$5 foot long. I don't know.
That is,
I know,
possibly worth it.
I don't know about anything about pre-ordering from Subway.
What about if I pre-order it from Walmart?
I don't know. Sweet scarf.
Again, this is sounding pretty good.
I know if you pre-order Skyrim from, or maybe it's not pre-order Skyrim, but maybe it's like get the collector's edition of Skyrim.
Uh-huh.
Sweet physical map.
I don't know. Really?
I don't know if it's cloth, but.
Well, if it's not cloth, I'm not in.
Yeah, exactly. The only things I have is this stupid, interesting bit about how Battlefield won't look as sweet on Xbox unless you don't like actually install it to your console.
Because mm-hmm.
it's got that texture mapping install thing.
Is this different from the optional texture mapping you can install? Or is it the same?
Oops.
Or is it just saying explicitly that Xboxes need to have an install of the disc to make it look better?
That's essentially what it is. It's just saying that, like, yo, you need to have this installed to have it look the way that, like, we show on all of our fancy videos and, like, have it look as high res as you want it to, because of the idea that a lot of people may not actually have hard drives attached to your Xboxes. They can't force you to install a game.
Yeah.
So they have to have a way of letting you play it without installing it.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to like PlayStation, where it's probably an automatic install.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Probably.
So I just find that weird.
If I pre-order it from Subway, can I get different texture maps?
Mm-hmm.
Every level just has advertisements for the meatball sub.
There's a texture map that just makes everything look like it's the Beavis and Butthead world.
That'd be good.
There's one that just looks like you're on heroin.
Where do I get these?
You can.
Where do I have to pre-order from to
MTV.
Get these? Okay. MTV multiplayer blog.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't know they were in the game sales, but sure.
Oh man. In more Battlefield news. EA has an insert in all the Battlefield games that has a freaking little flyer that links to a website for a new Medal of Honor game.
Oh.
And it just has this stupid picture with it. No, don't do that. It's just this like little... Do you remember like the like Infantry 1 patches on all like old like military patches? No, not familiar. This looks more sinister.
Okay.
Like, just those old infantry one patches used to just be
a shield with a one on it. How do you know that it's Medal of Honor?
Because Yoa says medalofhonor.com.
Oh, okay. It's not Battlefield or no. Battlefield Bad Company 3?
No. It's, yeah.
Medal of Honor, Battlefield Bad Company 3?
No, yeah. It just takes you to... Yeah, it just takes you to... I have not been to this site, but they want you to go there. Essentially, they want you to get hyped about new Medal of Honor game next year, probably.
Great.
Sweet. The only other thing is that Rockstar today mentioned that on November 2nd, they will have a trailer for Grand Theft Auto 5.
Cool.
Yeah.
So there will be a Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yes, it's a thing. Confirmed.
Great.
Confirmed.
That's interesting, since you have just news now of a May potential date for the Max Payne game.
Yeah. Maybe.
Which kind of just got lost for a while and is back now. And
now we're announcing GTA 5.
Yeah, now I guess GTA Rockstar has enough different studios to be doing all that stuff, but it's kind of weird. The other thing about Battlefield 3, there was supposed to be Battlefield 1943 digital copies on PlayStation 3 discs.
Yeah, nope.
Nope. Nowhere to be found.
Forget about that.
See here. And then we got this little rumor here from, somebody reported on in the Xbox World magazine. Avalanche is working on Just Cause 3. They said they're, you know, happy to be working with Just Cause IP again. Shouldn't be surprised to see the follow-up to a game, sort of, you know.
Just Cause 2 was good. I never really played it a lot, but
I never finished it. But you know what? That was a great game to just mess around in.
Yeah, do some stuff.
I think that's it, though, right?
I keep saying this like every time I say it, it's going to be magical. But the stupid new Infamous thing is out now, right?
Yeah, John, you keep talking about the goddamn Infamous thing that's been out for like 2 weeks now.
Has it been out for 2 weeks now? Why am I hearing so much?
Fairly certain it came out last week.
No, I think it's
maybe got pushed back from last week to this week.
No.
Do you have Infamous?
No, I don't. Okay. Do you?
No.
No.
I'm good on it. No. I don't want to play Vampire Infamous.
Oh, man. You don't want to kill vampires?
No. Okay. Not with electricity. That doesn't work.
What if it's just like playing Blood Omen?
It's electricity, man. How would you kill a vampire with electricity?
I don't know, dude. Get that new stick thing. Maybe he just stabs him in the heart.
It's not a wooden stick.
It could be parts wood.
Yeah, you know, he has to get like an upgrade. That's just like a wooden spike on the bottom.
Metal to wood.
He just gets.
It's just like the combat cross.
Screwed in on the bottom. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it's made out of silver. Maybe there's silver vampires.
Oh,
they don't.
Yeah, I don't know, but yeah,
fucking hate that. Like
maybe he just coats the cross in holy water.
Yeah, could be. Holy water is such a BS thing, anyway.
Whatever, man.
Just bless the sink. Just bless the sink.
Nobody can bless the sink. It has to be a priest.
Bless the sink.
Has to be a priest to bless the sink.
No, but she was a descendant of Jesus Christ. So
who?
Dogma.
Oh right.
Bless the sink.
Great.
Just bless the sink.
That movie was hilarious.
It was hilarious. Oh man, the Holy Golf Club.
Yep, poop monsters.
Uh huh. Poop monsters.
Anyway, we should just quickly mention here. If you'd like to send us an email, please do. Email address is bbr@bossbarrel.com. You can send us an email there, or send us a message on Facebook, or comment on our website, and we will check all of them as we are doing right now. But so far, nobody's really sent us anything. So if you have questions you'd like answered or anything like that, or want us to talk about something specifically, then, you know, drop us a line. Yep. So that's it for this week. John, you got some work to do on Batman?
Yeah, Batman work.
On the Batman?
The Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Bat work.
Batman.
Batman's.
Got some, Batman bat work to do.
Bat work.
Take your bat bat car.
Bat car.
Bat computer.
Bat copter.
Loading up to bat computer.
Oh, dude. Also, this is funny little aside. You remember the Adam West Batman movie?
Vaguely.
Where he uses the shark repellent to get the shark off of his leg.
I do distinctly remember that part.
Why was there not shark repellent in this game? Why?
As a one-time use?
Yeah, just as the one-time thing.
Oh, God, that's right.
That shark jumps up on that thing and you punch shark in face? No, that should not have been what happened. It should have been just like you hit counter button and Batman like reaches out and pulls out shark repellent and sprays shark in face and it just goes away.
That would have been brilliant.
That would have been amazing and I would have been completely happy with this game. Just based on that little failed opportunities, Griff.
Yeah. 4 out of 5 stars now.
We are gonna make a.
It's like, getting zero stars for zero stars. Shark repellent.
Zero shark repellent
equals like, 0 stars.
God damn it! See why I'm pissed off at this game right now?
No, I don't even. I'm gonna go crack this disc in half. I'm gonna write Rocksteady and Naughty.
Just write Gamefly and let them know why they're not getting the disc back.
Well, I'll buy the disc and I'm gonna send it to Rocksteady. Dude, like, no.
How
did you miss this?
How did you fail this? You put a shark in a Batman game and all he does is punch it.
Which is good. I mean, it's good.
No, it was good. It was satisfying. Did you ever get eaten by the shark?
Yes.
It's sad.
It's a bummer because then you have to float over that goddamn water again.
Yeah.
Checkpointing in that game, probably its biggest weakness.
Yeah, no. Yep, I agree. That game checkpoints you, it pushes you back.
A long, long way.
Good ways.
But anyway, we'll just keep talking about Batman Forever. Not Batman Forever.
Batman Forever. Can we talk about that?
In Infinitum. Into the future and beyond. Not beyond. Batman. We need to end this.
Into infinity.
See you next week.